This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Back in my hot seat, one of my favorite guys in cyber, Michael Morris, is the Director of Technology Alliances and Business Development at Endace. That's ENDAC.com, an amazing company. Michael, welcome back to the hot seat.
Gary, thanks for having me back. It's always fun to be here.
So you and I have talked a lot about packet capture. It's not important. It's a requirement. It's critical. Let's start with the government regulations and how much data they need and how far back they have to go.
Yeah, it's a great question, Gary. I don't know how many people are aware, but both the CISA recommendations as well as a couple of years ago, actually, White House Executive Order 14028, mandates government agencies have 72 hours of continuous packet capture. So look back, so they can have that 3 days of forensics to really understand anything. And you and I both know many agencies don't have that fully covered, but people need to know there's solutions out there like Endace that can meet that requirement and provide that unalterable network forensics for environments to really do, whether it be threat hunting or incident response investigations. And we're in a unique spot because we can also offer that capability for now hybrid cloud environments, right? So as customers are moving specific applications or workloads to public cloud infrastructures, Endace can help record the traffic there as well.
I was just going to ask you about that. So many organizations, they've blurred the bounds between where's the building that we all go to work in anymore. 50% post-COVID are working from their homes. Most of these apps have moved to SaaS. The apps are all in the cloud. There's a lot of issues on zero trust. Tell us how you help secure the hybrid cloud environment and prove compliance and do care due diligence.
No, that's a great question. And basically what we're trying to help customers do is they're used to having network forensics in their on-prem infrastructures, but they move these workloads to the cloud. And in fact, I read a story the other day that a lot of cloud infrastructures are set up and implemented before the cybersecurity, the SecOps teams ever get involved, wow. Right? So they haven't even thought about making sure their tools and processes are the same in those very dynamic infrastructures, right? And so what we believe is critical is people need to know they can have the same level of visibility in their cloud infrastructures as their on-prem. I was telling you before we started, I was just at AWS reInvent in Las Vegas a few months back, and I was generally surprised at how little discussion there was about the network in the cloud, right? Everything's about storage and compute. But all of the same things are happening in cloud infrastructures that are happening on-prem. There's virtual network infrastructures that are connecting all the apps, the databases, the user identities, the logins, things like that. And so customers need the same level of visibility in those cloud infrastructures. And they need the same level of forensics. And they need it tied with the tools they're using to monitor those cloud. And they may not all be the same. And so Endace is an option where they can basically have full packet level visibility, always on packet capture, on-prem or in cloud infrastructures.
So every threat, every breach, every outage, Endace is there. And that helps a lot. I've heard there's a lot of pressure beyond federal government agencies, but you've got the SEC coming down on public companies like you wouldn't believe. Prove due care and due diligence, prove compliance. And the best way to do it, even if you have a breach, you can show the remediation steps you took and how long it took you to deal with it if you've captured every packet.
That's absolutely correct. We actually worked with one healthcare agency where we helped them prove the negative, which what that means is they identified a threat, but they didn't know if any sensitive data was compromised. And they were able to use us to really contain and understand how far and wide the threat went. And they could determine it affected no PII or customer sensitive data. It was in a part of the network that was, not as vulnerable, I guess is the best way to put it, or not as sensitive. And so having the data and having the forensics to know exactly what happened, was there data exfiltrated? Was there not? is critical. And if they don't have that in real-time visibility, both on-prem and in cloud environments, people are blind to what's really happening, right? And as you know, with zero trust environments, right, a lot of people are trying to adopt zero trust strategies and processes. What's the main premise is never trust, always verify. But if you don't have the forensics to do that verification, are you really in a position to meet those requirements?
Absolutely. And I'm curious, you know, I'm familiar with the old network taps and the physical way of eavesdropping on the intranet and storing that off to logs. How do you do it in the cloud? How do you spin up in the cloud, and where does the data go and who's storing it all?
That's a great question. So Endace's solution is we deploy our virtual probes in customers' virtual private cloud environments. So they own the data. It's kept in their infrastructures. It's not a SaaS service by us. So they manage it. Now, how they get to the data, different cloud providers have different options, port mirroring, things like that, similar to on-prem span ports, things like that. We've also got partners, folks like Gigamon and Keysight as a couple examples, that have cloud tapping and cloud packet brokering solutions that, again, can get multiple virtual network interfaces to different tools and applications. And so that's how the data is acquired. But it's important that customers know they can keep that data in their cloud infrastructures for their own security and for the confidentiality of the information in that traffic.
Are there any latency issues? Are there any packet capture challenges in the cloud that are different from the intranet?
I think one of the biggest differences is a lot of the cloud infrastructure is very dynamic or ephemeral, right? Things turn up, things turn down. And so you've got to have a planned strategy of managing instances that turn up and turn down, because you want to have the network forensics for long enough to know you're not trying to investigate an issue, right? So you need a week or two's worth of look back at least to give them that historical confidence. And so those are some things you got to plan and manage for. As a dynamic infrastructure, a lot of the power and beauty of the cloud is in high demand times, you can turn up more applications, more instances, more storage, and adapt to the higher user demands. But you don't want to turn all that away if you need to keep that network forensics.
So when you sell your solution, two part question. One is it, you know, direct or channel or both? And the other part of the question is how is it sold? Is it based on the volume of transactions being stored, you know, packets being, I'm curious how it's sold.
No, it's a great question. So our physical appliances are, and that's one of the beauties of our solution, is we're very a cost-effective approach. So our physical appliances, it's a one-time purchase, like you buy a laptop or a server. You have license to it. There is an annual support and maintenance. For our cloud options, you buy an instance of a probe, and you have an annual subscription for that. And it runs in your infrastructure. So you own the data, you have the license to the probe. And so it's very cost-effective, very simple to manage, very scalable from an environment. If you need to turn up more probe instances, you can, or if you need more physical hardware, again, our user interface and our ability to do an investigation across multiple probes is very user-friendly. And we've got integrations with many of the other security tools, whether it's big SIMs like Splunk, IBM QRadar, Elastic, just to name a few, or whether that's their firewall vendors or their NDR solutions. We've got integrations with all the leading vendors so that they can drill down in context from those applications that are already probably deployed in their infrastructures to see the deep network forensics that we can provide.
And Michael, again, is it sold like in the marketplaces on the cloud providers, sold through channel partners?
We're 100% through channels. Okay. So we work through channels and we share channels with a lot of our tech partners. We are soon to be in cloud marketplaces. We're not quite live there yet in some of the different cloud vendors, but it will be at some point.
And Michael, is there anything you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't yet covered?
I think the important thing to know is they need to, when they're adopting and moving workloads to cloud infrastructures, they need to know that their tools that they're used to and the forensics and the workflows they're used to can actually be and should actually be expected to be operating in those cloud environments. And if they haven't implemented a strategy to monitor and manage their cloud environments the same way they're doing their on-prem, then they're missing stuff and they've got vulnerabilities. I saw a data point the other day that 80% of organizations do not have a dedicated cloud security team. And Google survey that 75% of respondents agreed the security team's cloud specific knowledge is limited. So they need to take the experience that their on-prem security team has and move it to the cloud infrastructures, and tools like Endace and our integrations with our Fusion technology partners is a great way to solve some of those visibility challenges.
Michael, that's great. Folks, you heard it here first from Michael Morris, the Director of Technology Alliances and Business Development at Endace, ENDACE.com. Get ahead of the threat, prove due care and due diligence for compliance, get every packet captured, whether it's in the network, in the intranet, or all the way out into the cloud with an amazing solution that covers even your hybrid environment.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.